Hello and welcome to the Land Enhancement Development Special District Board of Trustees meeting. It's June 23rd at 1 o'clock, and we will begin this meeting. We have two sets of minutes, one for the June 25th meeting and one for the June 18th meeting. Do I have any questions or comments on either one of those sets of minutes?
No.
Okay, let's take them in order. Do a kind of a motion for the June 15th meeting minutes.
So moved.
And I second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion approving June 15th minutes? Seeing none, hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
All right, it's unanimous. Okay, next is item number three, which is the June 18th minutes. Do I have a motion?
I move to
So,
approve the June 18th minutes.
thank you. Do I have a second?
seconded.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. The next item on the agenda is the public hearing that was properly noticed for the amended budget first, the fiscal year 2025-26 budget. And that amended budget was, it's in the, I think it's the second to last column where it says, or third, I can't remember, but it's the estimated fiscal year 26 numbers. We had some updated numbers that were, that haven't been put into the final document, but that Shelby has and she will coordinate with Mason. But those were just, she had asked us at the previous meeting for the exact amount of our estimate of expenses through that would be paid in July or August, but they're attributable to the current fiscal year. So we've got those estimated numbers done and sent. Then we also had calculated the exact amount that needs to be paid for the trustee from the last fiscal year for the 0.006 bond amount. The county did not distinguish or does not distinguish between our maintenance fee and our bond fee. They just give us a lump sum. So Mason went through with Brecken and verified, adding up all of the line items on each of the property tax notices, and then separated the two, and then added those aggregate numbers together and matched it to the multiple checks that we got from the county to make sure it all adds up. And I believe it does. So they got that. They got that figured out, so we know that those dollar amounts to the penny. So with those proposed amendments to the amended budget that was presented and has been published, I'll now open it up for a public hearing. Brecken, is there, I don't see anybody online. Is there anybody else online or called or that wants to speak to this budget?
There
Okay.
isn't. Yeah.
All right. Then I close the public hearing and we will go to item number five, which was consideration of resolution 2026-07, approving the amended budget. And I guess I should, I hadn't been sharing the screen showing the agenda. I've been looking over at the agenda, but hadn't been sharing it. So my apologies. Here is the resolution 2026-07 that adopts the amended fiscal year 2025-26 budget. And it says it is adopted as shown in the column labeled estimated fiscal year 2026. And if I have a motion to that, as I indicated, a motion to approve that budget, but change that column to reflect those final no numbers, both the estimated costs that are attributable to this fiscal year, the actual costs, as well as the distinction between the dollar amount that is going to be paid on the bonds and the amount that we retain. It's about $25,000, $26,000, I think that was the around there that is to be paid to the trustee, and then the remainder of what was sent to us is what's kept. If I have that off, Mason, let me know. But I, as I recall, that was, but you have it down to the penny exactly what that is. Shelby, do you have any comments about the budget? I know we talked about it before, but with those changes that if we give you and Mason the authority to just update those numbers.
Yeah, I don't have anything to add other than the changes you noted, Paul.
Okay, thank you. All right, any discussion or do I have a motion?
I move to approve resolution 2026-07 with the changes mentioned as well.
Thank you. Do I have a second?
Seconded.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Oh, it's unanimous. All right, it's passed. I don't think I said aye. Aye. I'm not sure. I don't remember. So it's unanimous. All right, the next item on the agenda is the. I'm just going to pull back up the agenda. Do you see the agenda when I changed?
Let's see. Yeah.
Okay. I can't see what I'm. I think I'm sharing the screen. I apologize. I
Yeah,
didn't.
notice an agenda is shared.
Yeah. Okay. Great. All right. So the next item we just did item number five. The next item is item number six, which is the public hearing required the fiscal year 2026-27 budget. And that was the last column of what was previously adopted as the tentative budget. And that's also what the published notice was, and that we're about to have a public hearing on. The only correction or update that we have is Mason got from the State Tax Commission the exact certified tax rate for the maintenance. For the bond, it is the 0.006. That is the amount in the bond documents. But the maintenance goes up and down based on the certified tax rate that's set. And he got the exact tax rate, and it's 0.000, I think, six something, 3.5, something like that. But we got it, he has it to the penny. So we would update that number to reflect that. That would be the only change that I'm aware of to put into the actual budget. So with that update, let's go ahead and open it up for a public hearing on fiscal year 2026-27 budget. Brecken, again, anybody from the public that you're aware of?
No one.
Okay. Okay, with that, I will close the public hearing and we will move to item seven, which is consideration of 2026-08 that actually approves the budget. And here is that resolution. And let's see. Again, this would be a motion if you make a motion to approve, subject to making the changes that was discussed about the certified tax rate. So I look for a motion.
So moved.
Thank you. And do I have a second?
My second.
Thank you. Any discussion on the motion to approve resolution 2026-08, subject to making the change in the budget that was discussed? Seeing and hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Unanimous. All right. Back to the agenda. I had in the previous PID board meeting, I talked about doing the open meetings law training in this meeting, but actually I'd intended it was going to be at the next meeting when we do the other PID stuff. So we will have that. We got to schedule that meeting. I don't know exact date now, but because I want to make sure all the paperwork's ready. But that will be in the next couple of weeks. We will have another board meeting that deals with that, and then we will do the open meetings training at that time. I don't have any other update. Does anybody have anything? All right.
Nothing.
I'd look for a motion to adjourn.
Motion to
Move to
adjourn.
adjourn.
Seconded.
Thank you.
Second.
Thank you. We'll count Davis as the motion and Mike as the second. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, we are officially adjourned. Thank you, Shelby, for joining us.